These will be just a few poems I've found on the internet, nothing I've actually written myself. Willow branches sigh softly in an early winter cold breeze. Your mother is a whore. The jungle of fungal between my toes, the mines of gold within my nose, the amount of dirt beneath my nails, my sex appeal always fails. The amount of scabs upon my knees, I like to pick them as I please. The oozing pimples that cover my face, I have disgraced the human race. There once was a guy named Dave, who dug up a whore from a grave. She was moldy and shitty, and had only but one titty. But look at the money he saved. There was a young lady named Alice, who used dynamite for a phallus. They found her vagina in North Carolina, and part of her asshole in Dallas. There once was a woman for Ealing, and one day she had a peculiar feeling. She lay on her back, opened her crack, and pissed all over the ceiling. And here will be the final poem. A look, a glimpse of thigh, as her legs cross, young girls hipster-clad, showing thongs, failed to titillate, but the young woman in the lemon dress, illuminated in the sunlight shaft, excites the senses. A well-endowed filly on an adjacent table leans forward suddenly, and her breasts rearrange themselves delightfully. I feel no shame as I view a curvaceous body or shapely leg, or well-sculptured ankle, pert well-formed buttocks, plumper perky breasts, but nothing tastier vampish, nor bare midriffs, or obscenely short skirts. Less is more. I feel no shame for looking, where there's sin in looking. They are God's creation. Well packaged, why would he give us such delicacies if he intended us not to look? So where's the sin, even if I am the vicar?